Welcome to Shooting the Shift with Marilyn and Elizabeth. These light warriors, both native New Yorkers, walk their walk, talk their talk, and keep the real in the deal. This dynamic duo joined forces to assist you through your transformational journey one step at a time, empowering you with spiritual tools you can use in your daily life. Each show begins as a conversation creating an opening for spiritual connection. There are never any scripts, and spirit is always illuminating the way. And that's when the shift hits the fan. The magical messages of the ancestors, spirit guides, and Gaia are respected, honored, and always given sacred space to communicate. Join Marilyn and Elizabeth as they shake shift up and do what they do best. Speak from their hearts.
Hello, welcome to Shooting the Shift with Marilyn and Elizabeth. Oh, let's all take a nice deep breath, shall we? Let's start the show with a nice deep breath. Take a nice deep breath and feel your belly rise. Make it nice and big and fat. Get it full. And then,
exhale, everything. Baby.
Get it all out. Get it all out. Solar flares, Pluto squares, the age of Aquarius, you know what's hitting the fan.
lots of frequencies out there. That's it.
Lots of frequencies.
Well,
so. Marilyn, I got to say, there's rain everywhere and then not a drop to drink in other places. But we had a nice reprieve in Colorado, and we had a nice, cool, rainy day yesterday, and it was like the heavens and the angels were singing. I fell asleep to the rain, and I woke up to the rain, and I was so happy.
How about you? I'm going to have to go out there and do some ceremony for the rain. Now that you say that, I didn't even think about that. You know that? I did not even think about that, but my, you know, the grass is so dry, and, you know, like the leaves are even, some of them are drying out, and some of them are falling already. And I was like, oh my God, I'm really concerned. So I'm glad you brought that up, because now I'm going to remember to go outside and do a little ceremony for the rain, because we all need the rain. So maybe we can all do that. Go outside and ask for rain, because we need the rainwater. There's droughts in so many places.
Are you guys having a drought where you are?
Well, I heard in the news yesterday that we should not, it's not mandatory, but that we shouldn't, you know, use excess water, right? Mm-hmm. Because of the situation that we're having. Mm-hmm. So, we are. So we all have to be
conscious. That's unusual for the conscious. East Coast, though.
Yeah. I know. And I'm going, not liking that at all, but
here in Colorado we have a nice big backyard, and we try and keep the grass going because we have three dogs. But in the front of our house we have a whole bunch of grass, and we've just kind of let it go because we don't want to use the water, and we're going to do, like, you know, a zero water landscaper friendly plants, because our dogs aren't out there, so we just need a little patch of turf. But, you know, the times are changing. Colorado has been really hit with droughts for a few years now. But like California, there's a lot of transformation going on.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's not what our show's about today.
Right.
But we just get on a roll, me and Marilyn.
Well, but it is transformation.
Reel ourselves back in. True, true, true.
Yeah. And it's about
so
transformation.
Today, what is today about? Our favorite subject. Me. Uh-oh. There you go. They all sang with me. My goodness.
They wanted to sing along.
Yes, I guess so. But our topic today is you are the one you've been waiting for. And, of course, I go to my favorite movie, Moonstruck, where Nicolas Cage says, all the storybooks are bull. And, you know, it's true. There are, you know, there might be a Prince Charming out there, but they're fast and fleeting. And really what we're looking for is our love and our loves of self. And by the way, I do want to say Miss Bonnie Raitt has an album out that came out today. And I absolutely love her. I've been in love with her since I was 16 years old. And I have no idea how old she is, but I know she's older than me. And she is an amazing artist. And she has a song on that album, which is about I finally found that love, and it's me. And it's just a beautiful song. So I highly recommend
And it matches it us today, right?
I finally found it. It matches us. Me. And I found it this morning.
Yes. Yeah.
But you know what? I think that's part of our lives. You know, I was typing a friend the other day and she said something and I can't remember what it was she said. And I said, oh, I berated that girl for 50 years and now I love her up. I do my best to love her up. Because the first 50 years of my life, and I got progressively better at it as I got older, but I think when time is running out and you understand the richness of your life and what's really important versus all the other stuff you wasted a bunch of time on, which you did need to do to get to where you are now, so I'm not saying that you didn't need to do it, but when you get there, you realize it's really important that you keep your vibe as high as you can with everything you do. And you know,
yeah,
nobody's
important.
Yes. And you're guaranteed to live your life with one person, you, your whole life.
Yeah.
No one else.
And remembering, right? And remembering that you are already enough and you always have been, right? Because everything you need is and has always been inside of you. So it's about looking inside.
Just like the seat.
Yes. And looking inside, right? And knowing, right? That only you can define what's meaningful in your life. Only you can do that. Now you can choose, because you always have choice, you can choose to have someone else define you or tell you what is meaningful in your life. But now you have made a choice and a decision to do just that, right? And I think when I was thinking about this topic, I'm going, oh, that's interesting, because maybe we should ask some questions, you know, of ourselves. And, you know, one of the questions was, who do I want to be? Have I activated my dreams? Am I creating the life I've always wanted? Because these are really important questions to be able to move more towards the self and knowing who you are and who you've always been. Even though sometimes maybe decisions that you've made maybe didn't spin out the way you wanted them, but sometimes the way we wanted them wouldn't have worked out even if we had that, you know, answered. And maybe it would have been horrific. So sometimes we have to be thankful for unanswered prayers. And not when the prayers that we're asking for don't get answered, that we don't go into the place of, well, I don't believe in the Creator and I don't believe, you know, in a higher power simply because we didn't get what we wanted. Because that's just a temper tantrum that you're having, right? And so it's important for us to be able to say, I choose now. With everything that I know, I choose now. And understand that I'm enough, that I'm worthy, that I have everything that I need within me, and I can make choices every single moment for me.
Well, I guess you're waiting for me to say something amazing. I was just getting lost in everything you were saying. I'm like, yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good. I felt like a little kid at story time listening with big eyes. So I have nothing miraculous to say. You know, it's really hard to make a Gemini rising speechless, Marilyn. Yeah. So, right? You know, there's a lot going on. And I think what I found, especially since I returned from my amazing trip, because I was away for a month on my journey, and it was just so divinely supported, I would say, is finding these pockets of time. And I don't know if you found this either, just for myself, but I've been quite hermitized. I've been quite withdrawn, and not in a way where I'm antisocial, but just that I've really needed to spend some time coming to my center and going, what is important? Because, you know, we spent this whole year talking about the old story and the new story and the triggers and the belief systems and unentrenching ourselves from all those layers, you know. And so now, as we embark ending our show at the end of August, you know, we really want to focus on the news story and mm-hmm. how those things are evolving. And I find myself really going, you know, I heard the best TED Talk. It was Rita Wilson. And she was the woman who's married to Tom Hanks. And they did My Big Fat Greek Wedding together. And she had always wanted to do music, but she never did do music. And she finally sat down and said, what do I want? And she got to the heart of the matter, and she ended up producing this beautiful album of all her songs. And then she ended up doing ABBA, the musical and film, and all these things opened up for her. But it was so simple. What do I want? And I think we all sit there and wonder that and ponder that. But then we have to really, you know, get the pens and the highlighters and the markers and the pads out and go, no, no, yes, maybe, I don't know, you know.
Create the activation, right? Create the activation yes. and the momentum, because it's all about that. We were talking about the momentum
what
just a little
do
bit
I
ago,
want?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the momentum of moving in it when we feel it, when we feel the excitement over it, when we feel the light that, you know, opens up and actually creates this, I don't know, this energy of excitement. So when we mm-hmm. have that, that's the moment for us to proceed and not just to sit there and just like, just, I don't know. Sometimes people just sit there and go, well, yeah, okay, this is really good. I'm excited. And then they don't put the momentum. You have to put a step into it. You have to pick up, like you said, whatever it is mm-hmm. you need to pick up to move it, to do, create the action so
yes,
that the momentum can continue, right, to rise, mm-hmm. right? And I think that what happens is that we go into a place, and now I'm thinking about this and I'm going, yeah, because we go into a place sometimes when we feel all of that good stuff, but then we retreat into past experiences that have happened that have maybe taken that from us. And so we then stay in that energy. And then so we rob ourselves of our present moment and of creating an amazing future because we're simply in the energy of the past. And so that's really important for us to, you know, dive into, because when we're talking about, you know, the power of who we are and that we are exactly who we've been waiting for, it has a lot to do with listening, tuning into the self to be able to say, here I am. And then let me dive in and take a look at what it is that I truly, truly desire, mm-hmm. that I truly, truly need in my life. That when I think about it, I light up. That when I talk about it, I light up. That when I'm doing it, I light up and feel such beauty and love and excitement.
Yeah,
those are the things that we're looking for. Yes. And those are the things yeah. that we're looking for.
And it's mm-hmm. important too that, you know, this isn't about what do I want? Okay, I've got it in a pretty package with a bow. It's not mm-hmm. like that. It's like, what do I want? And then you take the step. And then the next step shows up and the next breadcrumb shows up and the next idea. So we remain adaptable, flexible, you know, things can change. Right now I'm working on a project and I have a title and I'm like, you know, I'm not sure if that's going to stick because it's an old title and I still love it, but maybe something new will present itself. So I'm staying even open to the title of what my whole entire project is, because I know that things are changing so quickly and rapidly. So it's about going, what do I want? Where's the passion? And then you go and you take the action. We're not talking about, because so many people are so defeated from the get-go because they yes. feel like, well, now I don't have any idea how I'm going to make 3 years happen now.
Right.
And you're not.
Right.
You're going to make right. the next 3 minutes happen.
Moment by moment, second by
that's
second.
That's right.
That's how it is in increments. And when we go into the energy of, But I've been doing this forever, and I need to get over there. I need to get over there. That's where I want to be, over there. So what happens is, think about, feel that energy as I'm saying that. Well, as I'm saying that, if you can feel that energy.
I'm feeling stressful, and I'm feeling like I'm not going to get over there. And now I'm really irritated. Yeah.
And resentful, and
I feel like I'm in lack thinking. I'm not getting what I want now.
It's not gonna happen.
I'm gonna create more lack. Now I'm pissy.
And so the energy of that then becomes your energy and your frequency, and then you're in that frequency, and that's
then
what
you're
co-creating.
Get more of what you don't want, because what you be, you become, right?
Because you're co-creating exactly that experience. So maybe there you have had some hard times. Maybe you have, you know, had some missteps. But remember, all of that was a teaching. And if you can look at it like that, then you never look at it as a negative, and it becomes a positive experience simply because there is that medicine that you can use for another moment or another time when it presents itself. But if we go into the judgment, then what happens is that we're not going to show up. We're not going to show up. We're not going to be able to show up in the energy that we were meant to show up in.
You can't be remembering in the passion if you're turning the faucet off.
Yeah.
If you're clamping the hose.
Yeah, it's true though, right? Because remembering that you cannot change what you have done. Let's remember that. Or what has happened. We can't do that. But we can choose who we become. And so if we recognize that, feel the power of that statement alone, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's power in that.
Yes. I mean, I have a really, 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 really big life goal. And I'm like, I don't know how that's going to happen, but I'm going to do everything I can to make that happen. So somebody asked me, I say, well, I haven't got a clue, but I know that everything in me feels it's right. So I'm just going to start right here where I am. And then the rest of it will show up as I show the universe. It's the same with my mediumship, Marilyn, and my spirit artwork. Even my mentor, Lynn Cottrell, tells me, like, you know, at the very beginning, it's so strong and you're so right on, and you match a photo and then you go, wow, this is amazing. And then you spend like 6 months in a dark closet blindfolded trying to figure out what the four bills in a wallet are, right? Like guessing, because that's how you feel, like you're fumbling in the dark. But you really have to show your soul and your determination and your tenacity and show your spirit, your higher self. This is happening. Like the woman carrying the torch, you know, the Lady Liberty, you know, I have this power in me. I am doing this, and they will rise up to meet you. So yeah, I've seen it a million times.
Yeah, see, it's recognizing.
This is a good show for me, by the way.
yeah. Because think about it this way, right? When we think about the process, and let's think about it, life is a process. It's a journey. And if we think about how we are going to, if we decide every step along the way, and then one of the steps becomes a misstep, then we lose our way or our footing. And then we start to think in, let's say, negative ways about it, instead of just saying, okay, so this was a misstep. It's okay. What did I learn from it? And now let's move on to the next. You know, or complete this one and move on to the next.
I don't even believe in missteps, actually.
Well, I think that, I think that in the English language, to define things, we have to use those. And maybe we don't have to, but I feel that in order to describe something, in order for people to understand, I would have to say a misstep so that they understand that it's not a negative experience. It's just an experience. And it didn't come to take you down. It came to teach you something, not to take you down or out.
Missteps. Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
But but you have to be able to explain it somehow. Otherwise, people won't understand what we're saying. So,
I think we're going to experience a break.
Yes.
And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk to you guys more about the steps in front of you.
Yes.
In front of all of us. So stay tuned.
Yes.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
So I'm a cat. And I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is! Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Welcome back to Shooting the Shift. In case I haven't mentioned it, or this is your first time listening to Marilyn and myself, I live in a mini zoo, and I have three cats and three dogs, and they've all decided that it's very important to express themselves today. So I don't know if it's the solar flares or just, you know, I don't know. But anyway, so if you hear that, I'm sorry, but hopefully you're a pet lover and you can excuse them or tell me what they're saying, because I don't always understand them.
Yeah,
because
they're saying something important, right?
Yes. I just feel like, you know, it's very rare that I get pulled into the hubbubaloo and the news. I mean, last night, for instance, on our street, we had an incident where the police came, and it was very strange. We don't know what happened, but it was just like, okay, a little too close to home, but everything was okay. Everyone was fine. But there was a lot of, we didn't know what was going on. It wasn't our neighbors. It was like a drive-by something. And it's just that energy that you're feeling where people have lost their minds. They've got a short fuse. People are reacting, not behaving. People are scared. There's a lot of frightened people out there. You know, when you go to like pet a feral cat in a cage and you're trying to help it because it's wounded, it's going to scratch your skin off, you know, until you calm it and show it that it's safe and okay. And if you can come from that place of knowing that a lot of people are reacting out of like primal fear, I feel like that really, really helps. One, because as Alanya says, when you see crazy coming, you cross the street. So you don't put yourself in a situation where you're going to be hurt, because some people you can't reason with, some situations you shouldn't be in. But the reason I'm saying all this is because it is a very tumultuous time, and that's what our show has always been about, shooting the shift of our times. And so the more you can be in your inner core, the more you can be with what makes me happy, how can I serve? It's not about being selfish, but it is about starting with you. Everything you heal helps heal the world. So just pulling myself back from that break and thinking about, I get caught up in that energy, you know. I mean, my husband has very strict instructions to not tell me something he's seen on the news, because it'll haunt me. It'll stick with me. Things will upset me. I'm such a sensitive empath. And so every once in a while, I get slimed. And I have to pull myself back and go, that's not mine. I'm pushing it away. La, 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 la. And I just want to say that, because I think sometimes we have these people that talk and they just talk about how to do things and think like they don't struggle. I struggle on a daily basis to bring myself back to my core. It's a conscious effort often, and it's more now. It's much more than it was a year ago. I constantly exercise that muscle. So just so you know out there.
Yeah, and thinking about, we all have, and we discussed this before in another show, we all have trauma. We all have trauma. And you know what? We have been so traumatized in, let's think about I don't even want to think about everything that has happened, but think, knowing that each and every time that we were listening to something that impacted us, that actually triggered an old trauma. So there's so many people right now walking around, right, without even knowing or understanding that they are actually, in the energy of their trauma moments. Mm-hmm. So that energy is activated. And this is why you have what you have going on in the world. Because if you don't know that the trauma has been activated and now you're responding through it in the world, then you're going to impact not only yourself, but everybody else around you. So it's important to do the self-work. That's why we've been also talking about the self-work, because it is so truly important. And I think about this radio show and I go, if nothing else, right, our prayer is that we've been able to give tidbits of information, enough information that people can tune in to the archives and go back and say, yeah, you know what? Maybe this method can work and maybe that method can work. And let's think about this. The reason why a lot of these methods has been talked about by us is because we've practiced them, because we've undergone these experiences. There is no perfection here. I have enough of my own stuff, right? And I am moving through that. But it's also having a practice where I'm able to do that in a healthy way so that I don't break my spirit and that my soul stays connected and open.
And it does, and that my heart easier.
Yes, and so that my heart can stay wide open even through the supercharges that sometimes, you know, I receive, and that I am learning, right, to be the observer and not the absorber. And so that's a practice, right? So we're a work in progress. We're always going to be that. And so, you know, sometimes I hear people say, yeah, but you know what? I've worked on this. I've wrestled this to the ground. And here it comes back again, you know, stronger than ever. And my thought is this. What is it that you keep telling yourself? What is it that you keep believing that is holding you in that energy, and that keeps that energy activated in you? Because so long as that energy, that frequency is activated in you, it will continue to vibrate in your life. So these are the things that we have to be conscious and aware of. Where is my thinking? What is my internal dialogue? Now, when we said, you know, we are who we've been waiting for, it's because the work that we're talking about is the self-work, the work that is important. And when we say be selfish, what we're saying is give yourself the time. Make the time for yourself. I hear so many people saying, I don't have the time to do this, and I don't have the time to do that, and I don't have the time to do this because I have to do that. But you know what? When you give yourself the time, whether it's to meditate, whether it's to read a book, whether it's to ask for help, whether it's to surround yourself with joy, whether it's to slow down or even do mirror work, right? Whatever it is that you choose, when you give yourself permission to do that, everything opens up and you have more time than you ever had before. You can still do all those things. And I can testify to that. I can testify to that because that was my experience, right? Mm-hmm. When I was saying, I don't have time. I would buy my books and I would read them, but I wouldn't have time to finish some of them because I had, when I started giving myself time to meditate, then I also made time to read. I was still working. I was still doing everything that I needed to do, but I was happier. I was happier because I was giving myself the time to feel joy, the time to feel love and compassion for myself, the time to say, I am worthy of this moment. This is important for us to recognize, because that's when everything starts to unlock and everything starts to open up for us.
And it does take time. It is what the time you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. So, you know, I agree wholeheartedly. And, you know, I have clients who go, well, I don't have time to do that 10 minutes a day. And then I say, well, then I guess you should do it 20 minutes a day. And I'm not joking. Practice. I'm not joking. And I think, you know, when I think about when I started my meditation practice and I tried to be really diligent about it, at the beginning, it was very awkward. It was very strange. My mind wandered off. My mind still wanders off when I meditate. But it's a different kind of, once you've got a practice, it becomes more and more familiar. Just like an athlete training for the Olympics. It does take time. So remind yourself of that. It's not supposed to feel like, oh, I had a meditation and the Red Sea parted and the angels wept. It's not going to be like that. You know, sometimes we have these expectations.
Yeah. And meditation can take so many different forms. Now, let's think about this. There's such a thing as walking meditation. You know, there's also meditation when you're drawing or you're coloring or, you know, you're just in the energy of that, or you're you're doing a puzzle, right? Because where is your mind? Your mind is just on, you know, it's so simple. It's simple things, right? You're not engaging with all the things that you need to do. Yeah.
You know, when you get in your car and you drive and you get to the place and you go, how did I get here? I don't even remember driving.
That's
what automatic pilot. When people ask me what trance is, I think people out there have this concept that trance is like drooling and, you know, awming and going, you know, you know, really, it's not like that for me. I call it channeling because I kind of trance and channel. But remember when you were a kid and you would be like sitting in high school and you would just zone out and your friend would like to snap their fingers in front of you for like 2 minutes and then you'd come back and they go, where were you? That's trance.
Yes.
You're kind of in this unconscious consciousness. And so those are really good voids to fall into because you're downloading stuff. Your soul is getting information. Things are coming through. Sometimes the little human has to like have reasons for everything. And boy, my God, we're like little gerbils on those wheels. Like, we gotta turn the wheel off. Turn the mind off. Chill.
We
gotta
jump out of there. We have to jump off of there, and then we have to make peace with our insecurities, right? Let's make peace with our insecurities, and let's forgive ourselves for having them, because that's important too. Also, you know,
everybody has them. Yeah,
and accept that we're not perfect.
That's right. And there's not one single human that didn't have a problem. Otherwise, they cycled off. Like Mother Teresa, she's gone. She was ready and they took her because she rose up. But you know, all of us, it doesn't matter. We all have our itty bitty shitty committee in our heads and we have to shut it down. That little parade comes from ear to ear going, you're not rich enough, thin enough, young enough, blah, 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 blah. Right. You know, whatever the gongs are banging in there in your brain, shut it down. It's not real.
No. And what, you know, what, let's think about what's more important. The most important thing is to discover what is important to you.
What do I want? Write that down on a post-it in your bathroom mirror. And every day, just look at that post-it. What do I want?
Or maybe what do I need as well?
Yeah.
What do I need to make myself whole?
Yeah. What do I crave? What do I crave? Or what do I need? Yeah. Just like you said, whatever it is, write it down. And, you know, after a week, I promise you, it'll look just like the paint. So you won't see it anymore. So move the post-it or write it in a different color or write it in a different way. But, you know, play with yourself in the morning. That sounds weird, but you know what I mean. Play yourself in the morning after you sing in the shower. You come out and you go, oh, what do I want? What do I want? ask little Beth, what do you want? I mean, little Beth, my little Beth, she's got turquoise wings and she's got real curly, messy hair and she's got big, big, huge eyes. And she's just like always ready for an adventure. Always, always, always. And, you know, it took me a long time to get to that point because I had to uncocoon her from her cage.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we have to learn, you know, to practice. We have to learn to practice and to be willing to feel pain, right? Mm-hmm. And then take responsibility for our feelings as well, right? And then break those things down and, you know, move into the intent of learning. Let's learn from it. Like I always say, it's the medicine that's there, right? And if we learn about when we have false belief and we're able to identify them, then it's easier to release them. But when we hold on to false beliefs, but we have not identified them, they still become, you know, the energy that makes decisions for us. It's still a vibration and a frequency that makes decisions for us. And then that's why we keep making the same decisions over and over that do not fit, that do not fit us, because we have a false belief system in place that needs to be revamped and needs to be retweaked and needs to be moved out so that the truth can come in and we can then start a dialogue with the higher self, right? With the wisdom, you know, that lives within us.
I mean, listen, when they dragged me to church and I was like 7 years old and it was my dad and my parents were divorced, so I had to go see his family and we went to church. And we never went to church. So to me, it was like, I might as well be going to Puerto Rico, right? I didn't know what to do, what to do. And I'm in my little lacy, itchy dress and I'm trying to get my underwear out of the crack of my butt. And my dad's like, stop pulling on your panties, right? Nobody's saying that that's wrong. Like, you shouldn't go around in public probably pulling on your panties. It's probably not appropriate. But that was a message I learned that I was being bad or being inappropriate or being, it's just a simple little thing. But we were told that with our emotions. You're being difficult. Go to your room. This is not appropriate. You're expressing yourself or that you're angry or your parents, my mother disassociated. Anytime someone got angry, she shut down. So they have all their little triggers, and then you're dealing with people that never healed their triggers, and then they're installing triggers in you from, you know, so it starts with us back to you're the one you've been waiting for. You're the only one who can remove those things. And the way the universe works, desert, rainforest, sun, rain. It's everything is a duality on earth. So as soon as you create a space where you remove something, something new comes in its place. And it's step by step.
And even creating affirmations. And now I have to say something about affirmations. I believe in them and I think they're powerful, but I believe they're powerful only if you can feel it as a truth in you. Because if you're just saying it and you don't feel it as a you know, as a truth that can and that lives within you, then they don't really work. They're not going to do anything but just be words.
But sometimes you may have never had those messages, so you have to kind of repeat them until you can actually be out of the awkward, weird, raw, silly putty stage.
But what I'm saying is right. What I'm saying is that if you're doing it years and years and years, right? It's just you're reverberating and just talk, but you're never making the connection with those words, then it's futile. You're not really going to do anything or feel 100%. Anything. So that's what I mean. When you are doing it and it's a process and you're doing it and you really are using it as this is how I feel, but and I feel it to the place where, my goodness, when I say those words, I feel it inside of me. So I can say I love myself. I love my body. I love my mind. I love who I am. I am enough. I am worthy. I am strong. I am wanted.
I'm a survivor.
I belong. I belong. I trust myself. Even saying something like, I am perfect just the way I am. Just the way I am. And I accept myself as I am. Right? Just saying any of these things.
Hey, you know
or making your own. You can create your own.
I have my own.
Okay.
You know what, Marilyn? I don't have a belly button. How many people can say they don't have a belly button? I just don't have one. I went through a big adventure and it cost me my belly button. It's a little tiny hole that doesn't matter to me. It's not, it's nothing to do with my birth or the connection to my mother or anything. But I don't have a belly button, right? And for a while, that was really traumatic to me. Because if you think about it, the umbilical cord came, your life thread came, that's your belly button. So then I went, oh man, because I did have a near-death experience and I did live through it and I did show up again, although I do believe there's life after life, a whole different topic. But, you know, I realized that's when I was reborn. And I don't mean born again. I mean, that's when my new journey into loving myself really got real and really began. So now I wear it like a badge of honor, you know? Yeah. I'm really proud of that. But so I have an affirmation around that because I turned it around. So, you know, find the affirmations that you like, be inspired by them, and then write your own, personalize it, because that makes it so much bigger and so much more. When it's personal, you resonate with it.
Yes. So, and then it becomes activated. Exactly. And that's what we want, right?
Exactly.
We want to activate that energy and that frequency inside of us, because then it becomes our truth. It becomes our truth, right? Yeah. So why wouldn't we want something activated in us that is going to help us to rise into who we came here to be, that will help us to shake and shift out everything that needs to move in its own energy, in its own form, in its own way. This is something that is necessary for us, because we need to remember that we are always going to be, right, the ones that we've been waiting for. We are always going to be that.
We're going to be the ones that are going to hold the space for ourselves when a crisis shows up. And you know what? Yeah. Nobody goes by their entire life unscathed. It does not happen. It doesn't exist. No. That's part of the experience of agreeing to come here and be a human, so that you can evolve from what you've, from whence you came. And, you know, I mean, I take great, great pride in my great, great grandmother, that I know her, that I know her story. And I know if it wasn't for her, sometimes in my weakest moments, I go, well, hell, if you could do that with three kids under the age of six, as a widow, destitute, in the time you lived in, without a husband, and you found your way, and none of us would be here if it hadn't been for your tenacity. If I have one microscopic bit of her blood in my blood, I am so proud of that. And sometimes you have to look at where you came, your roots, good and bad. I got plenty of ancestors that maybe I'm not so proud of too, but it's a journey. And when you can realize that when a crisis comes, I'm prepared. I've done that work. I know myself. I know what I want. I may not be there yet, but I know I'm on my way. I know how to hold myself and be the center of the storm. I'm not going to get caught up in the chaos, right? The balance in the chaos, you know? So,
you know how to call your ancestors in?
I call them in.
And you know how to call your ancestors in, and the beautiful, powerful ones who, you know, can assist you along this journey.
And guides. And you could call them angels, tune in. Aliens. Yeah. I don't care. Fairy godmother. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
And I love, what you said. Yeah. And I love what you said around, you know, your great-grandmother and her tenacity and her spirit and her energy and her power, right? And you can, we can all probably go back in that timeline, in that time zone, right? And take a look at the power. My goodness, the things that they had to endure and that they got through, and that they were so powerful and so strong and uplifters. They were uplifters. And that's why we are here. That is why we are here. And that blood, yes, runs through us. It runs through us. So when we can see that and say, there's my power right there, I know that I harness that power. I know that that power lives in me and it's activated, but it's only activated when I acknowledge it, when I say it does live within me. if I do not claim that power or that energy, then it's there, but it's deactivated because I never activated, nor have I claimed that power. And that's important for us to recognize so that we can come to our own, because this is the time. This is the time to be able to recenter, to rebalance.
Mm-hmm. This is the time you
and
came
to know
here
who
for.
You are. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is the only moment we have. It's the only moment we have. Yeah. And I mean, I guess I've kind of always known that since my dad died when I was young. I wasn't young, but he was sick when I was 16 and he was gone when I was 18. And then I've lost a lot of people. And I just have always known that, you know, this is our time. This is our time.
Yeah. Now time is limited, but we are not.
That's right.
We are not limited, right? So this is the thing. Remembering the difference, right? Yeah, remembering the difference. Time is limited, but we are not. And so when we can recognize that what it is that we can do and how important it is to be real, our authentic self, like stop being who you aren't. Practice who you are. And if people fall, you know, away, that's okay.
People are going to judge it's you important. Regardless anyway.
Yeah, and it's important because those people never belonged in your space.
No.
And so it's important for you to find your tribe. It's important for you to find the energy that is so, how would I say, so you, so that you can thrive, so that you can become who you came here to be. Because you and only you will have the decisions to make for yourself. And
you're making me think of Dr. Seuss, because nobody is youer than you.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
I mean, he was really a genius, actually. You know, little Cindy Lou Who. She knew what she was talking about, too. So, you know, nobody is youer than you. And, you know, there's so many... That's the thing. We're going to run out of time now, darling. We have 1 minute.
Yeah.
There's so many rich bits and rewards and amazing, amazing, you know, my new favorite word, amazing things that comes from really taking the time. There's nothing like it in the whole wide world as beautiful as really getting in touch with your own soul and caring for it as your priority.
Yeah, exactly. And remember that you and only you choose. You have choice each and every time.
We choose
your happiness. Choose your joy. Yes, there's going to be ups and downs, spin arounds. Yeah. But
spin around. So shake shift.
That's
up.
Our show.
Love yourself up.
Blessings, love, and light to you guys. See you next time.